Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Clemens, C-L-E-M-O-N-S, date of birth is 8-6-1965. This is a 60-year-old gentleman. He's being evaluated for face-to-face hospice today, face-to-face for on hospice today, period. First of all, patient is on hospice with congestive heart failure, period. Patient, this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, and patient is currently in his second benefit period, which goes from 8-1-2025 to 10-10-29-2025 period. New paragraph, patient's other morbidities includes hypertension, COPD, kidney disease stage 3, diabetes, depression, anxiety, bipolar, and history of dysphagia, period. Patient was hospitalized last 4 months ago. He's does not require oxygen at this time. His O2 sat was 95% on room air with a blood pressure of 118 over 89 and a pulse of 95, period. New paragraph, patient has shortness of breath with activity, does have oxygen available, and with activity and at rest, period. Patient has a KPA score of 40%, period. The patient used to be a coach and a teacher. His daughter, Deborah, is his primary caregiver. No, he lives with the primary caregiver, Miss Godley, G-O-D-L-E-Y. He does smoke. He has 2+ edema bilaterally. He also has a history of decreased appetite, weight loss of 20 pounds, decreased weight. He has 2 children that they care about him and see him on a regular basis, period. He's now sleeping 12+ hours a day. He's staying in bed most of the time because of his shortness of breath. Initially, at the time of admission to the hospice, he had shortness of breath with activity, but this has definitely worsened as patients report today. His weight loss is unavoidable, most likely consistent with cardiac cachexia. Patient's most recent MAC was report. Patient's edema of 2 to 3+ bilaterally appears to be chronic and has not changed much. His LMAC right side is 30.49 and right side is 30.48. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient's edema and shortness of breath is despite his treatment with Lasix and afterload reducers to help his congestive heart failure and avoiding salt. This appears to have worsened in the past 4 to 6 weeks. He also has orthopnea, PND. He sleeps on 4 pillows, period. Patient's review of the records indicates that his EF is about 20 to 25%. Because the patient's dysphagia, he does have a PEG tube in place, which is also responsible for his weight loss. Initial report of 20-pound weight loss is was reported by the patient, but there's also notes that indicates the patient has lost over 70 pounds, period. His nutritional status was evaluated most recently regarding his PEG-2 feeding, regarding his weight loss, but that doesn't appear to be related to his feeding, but it's related to his cardiac cachexia and his cardiac disease, period. Patient at one time had a right foot wound, which is now appears to be stable with no sign of infection, under podiatrist care. Okay, that's it. Thank you.